We thank you that we can yet again gather around your word without fear of persecution, as we know it wasn't so with many of the former believers. We thank you for all gifts, temporal and spiritual. We thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the bright and morning star. We ask for a service blessing. Be with us this week and give words to your servants and warm the hearts of the listeners. In Jesus' name. For the text today, from the books of from the book of Proverbs, chapter and verse 25. As cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Dear brothers and sisters, I ask you today, does it pay to believe? Does it pay to pray? You know, we have been looking forward to this day for a long time, and we've sent many prayers to the Heavenly Father, and He has heard and answered these prayers as we're sitting here in our new church, gathered around His Word for these dedication services. We heard last night that some 15 years ago, the first believers left their home state, left their friends and family, and traveled to this last frontier. They were looking for something new, something different, a change, adventure. And like a modern-day pioneer, they traveled far from home. But we know, as we heard last night, our prophet Jeremiah says that, "Seek ye the old paths, and your soul shall find rest." Even from the beginning, the believers that came here, organized and taught Sunday school, Bible class. They had church at people's homes, organized a congregation, and always desire to walk the path that all the former saints have walked, from Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Joseph, David, Paul, Mark, Luke, Luther, Lestadius, and even you elders here today have walked down this trail. And we would desire to follow the same trail. Not that we're following man, but since the beginning of time, the Good Shepherd has led His own people. If we look at our father in faith, Abraham, the Bible says that he was settled down. He was getting to be an old man. He was 75. And God told him, "Abraham, pack up your stuff. It's time to head to another country." And it said he left his kindred and his father's house in his country. And he traveled some 500 miles to the land of Canaan. And this wasn't an easy journey for him. I'm sure when he got there, there was already people in that land. And you could say the economy wasn't very good. There was a great famine there. He had trouble finding food to eat. And he had for a while he had to leave and go to Egypt. Things were better there until it improved and he could go back to Canaan. And when, as he was there in the wilderness, he saw three men approaching him. And it says he got up and he ran to them. And he said, "Come, abide with me for a while. Sit under this tree and I will fetch water to wash your feet and fetch you a morsel of bread that you may eat." And he went into the tent and he told his wife Sarah to make three cakes. And he told his servant to go get a young calf and prepare it for a meal and get butter and honey. And I would like to say to all you guests here today that we also would like to fetch us water and wash your feet, and you may all believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And there we have many willing workers in our congregation that have did lots of preparation for these services, and we would like you to also sit and rest and enjoy your weekend here. And we can wonder why we're here, we're led here in Alaska, or why North Dakota or Montana or wherever we see Christianity spreading throughout the country, Africa, Ecuador. In the book of Acts, it says God determines the bounds of our habitation. And we heard last night that Jesus told his people that you will be a witness unto me into the uttermost parts of the earth. We know that our duty is to be in the world, to be a light on the world. And we can sense as the end of time is drawing near, God is seeking and calling and searching for all his children that are still left. We know in heaven there is a book. And you kids, this book is called the Book of Life, or the Lamb's Book of Life. And your name is written in this book. And every time somebody repents, every time a new person believes, their name is recorded in this book. We don't know how many pages are left, but it says when it is full, when it gets to the end, it will be closed. And at that time, Jesus will get up from the right hand of his Father and come down with his angels in a cloud to come get his own, his children, to bring them up to heaven. And this happening, it says, is going to come as a thief in the night. No one is going to be ready for it. People, the unbelievers, will say peace and safety. They will be busy in their life, enjoying the things of this world, when he comes with the great sound of a trumpet. And one last thought I'd like to say to you, dear brothers, that were asked to come up and serve us. I know sometimes we serve joyfully and willingly in this duty, and sometimes we serve in great fear and weakness and dragging our feet. I hope for you that this weekend is a time of joy to serve. We have been looking forward to this day for a long time. And you know better than me that we are not asked to come here because of our great speaking abilities or our great wisdom, but that we serve the gospel. And we want to be reassured that even though we live in this far land, that we yet believe the same as you, and you yet believe the same as us. And how we heard last night, we do this job without praise or honor or glory, for we know God will not tolerate this, but all honor and glory and thanks go to Him. And I feel like Apostle Paul when he says, of sinners I am chief. And I would ask you guys if you would yet preach the gospel to me. It says in Hebrews, do not forget to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. We realize that some of you people we know really well, some of you have never met, but yet we perceive that you guys are angels. You guys are all messengers of God, and you can all preach the gospel to each other. In Jesus' name, amen.